around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, number one indeed. It is just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is June 15th, 2024. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. But we are fueled up, ready to go. Once again, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel. That's going to fill these American airwaves through 12 noon Eastern Time today. Good morning again, Mary.
Good morning. Fueled up on coffee and espresso. And listen, I know we're just opening the show, and I typically don't talk about what we're going to end the show with, but I do just want a quick programming note, throw this out there. Please stick around. We want you to stick around for the full 2 hours every Saturday. But today, we are going to close the show and head to Philadelphia, historic Americana Philadelphia, to the Museum of the American Revolution. They have a ton of things going on this weekend. Flag Day was yesterday. And they have some really great exhibits we're going to learn about.
Oh, we're looking forward
that are going on all summer. So if you're going to Philly,
stick around, Mary.
Yeah, stick around.
You know, all we ask for is 120 minutes a week.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
No.
2 hours.
Well, we do. We
when
do
you
look
say
for
120
the...
minutes, it sounds like a lot. A couple hours, two hours.
We do like the Monday through Friday vignettes as well,
yes,
so get those
yes.
in. Well, Rudy, listen, I'm told that you have become the most expensive dog walker in the world over there in the UK. I know the country is celebrating King Charles's birthday today. How are things from the London area?
Well, I'm just outside of London, outside the city of Brighton, in a very small little place nobody's ever heard of called Ovingdean, unless you live here. And my daughter is in America on some business, and my two granddaughters, who I hope to spend some time with, are off on, I don't know, school trips. And so I have been sitting in this house for their dog, who doesn't like to take long walks anymore. She's sort of elderly. So I just sit here and take her out 3 or 4 times a day to do what she has to do. And as I've said to friends, it's the most expensive airline ticket for a dog sitter. I'm literally in this empty house with a dog.
You know, at least you have the time. That's what I'm going to say. At least you have the time to do it. And
doesn't sound like a bad gig to me.
Well, we've got to ask Bobby. So, Bobby, you know, nice win for your Mavericks last night as they stay alive. But can you feel the excitement building, you know, more and more each day down there in Dallas as the area prepares for Mary and me to arrive in town next Sunday, June 23rd? We're going to begin the Let's Go America Tour Frisco.
Yeah, the Mavericks have become back page news, trailing like they are to the Celtics. It's everybody's just looking forward now to RM World Travel's arrival. That's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Exactly. Well, that happens.
Thanks for accommodating him.
We get there, you know, American Airlines, God willing, will be there next Sunday afternoon. So, all right. And by the way, we actually have some great news to share sometime today or next week. Maybe we'll do it about the show and where we're heard in Dallas. Starting next week, we have a new home as the show will be moving to AM 660 K-Sky Radio and the 3 FM stations that are linked to cover the Metroplex. So we're looking forward to that.
All right. Exciting news for the show, but also exciting news. We have a new station joining us today out in California.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do, Mary. No question about that. We truly love seeing the juggernaut that we've built, you know, keep moving forward. Today's new edition pushes us to 585 weekly stations airing this program across the USA. And as I say frequently to folks who comment about our growth, when Mary and I are in church on Sundays and I'm down there on my knees giving thanks, it is not lost on us how significant the growth has been. We are very thankful for our affiliates airing this program across the country. Certainly.
Indeed we are. And so let's say hello and welcome to AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML Radio. That's Sonora, California. That is in the Sacramento DMA or Media Market number 20. And if you live in Sonora, I think you're very lucky. You're not too far from Yosemite. So welcome to all of our new listeners. And they are airing our show live every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we thank you very much for that as well.
Right. They're giving us 120 minutes a week as well. We like that. So there we go. Thank you very much, folks. All right, now let's talk travel polls. As new travel polls with a Texas twist, they just went up on our show website. You can go vote on those. We'll share those with you in the weeks ahead. Here are the results of the latest polls that just ended yesterday. When traveling, question number one, where do you tend to stock up on goods? Now, we've been talking about this off air, last week after the show and so forth. Walmart, number one, 27%. Local grocery stores, 23%, so they're pretty close. Drugstores, 17%, I would agree with that. Wholesale clubs, 13%. Local farmers markets, 10%. Always love the farmers markets. You know, it's something we always try to do, or just markets in general when we travel. Other, 7%. Bobby, I know you said Buc-ee's wins there. You think a lot of people are weighing there on the Buc-ee side. And if you haven't been to a Buc-ee's, folks, go. And Target, 4%. So Target... Target didn't do well in these polls at all this week. I was in a Target this week, and I have to tell you, I don't like Target as much as I used to,
and that doesn't surprise me about Walmart.
Question number two. When traveling, where do you tend to buy clothing? Walmart, 25%. Okay. Department stores, 23%. Pretty close behind, so they're almost somewhat virtual tie. Outlet mall, 16%. Local merchants, 14%. Love that. Got to help the local merchants, small business. God knows, government every day makes it more and more challenging. So the more we can help local business and local merchants, the better. Sporting goods, outdoor stores, 10%. Other, 7%. Maybe that's mail order. I'm not sure what that is, but who knows. Target, 5% coming in there. So any thoughts on that, Mary or Rudy?
Well, I guess since I don't take long driving trips or camp out, I don't really stock up on anything before a trip. I just pack my suitcase and go. And as for retail places, I live 10 minutes from Mall of America, and I've got, Nordstrom, Mall of America, Banana Republic, Macy's, Tommy Bahama, any outdoor clothing I want. So I guess I'll go to the MOA, as we call it.
So your department stores, you'd fall into there. Yeah, Mary.
Yeah, I mean, the only thought I have, the first question, where do you tend to stock up? I wouldn't stock up. We always go to local farmers markets. But if you're going to, if we stock up.
It's grocery store
or it's wholesale club as well, if there's one near us. You'd have to be going away for a few weeks for that. Yeah, because everything's so large.
All right. Well, now we're going to flip into the travel news roundtable. I'm going to kick things off. More challenges for Boeing as this week it was announced. They're investigating whether some fasteners on undelivered 787 Dreamliner planes have been incorrectly installed. Clearly, that's an issue. But the big news this week has to be, no question about it, Elliott Investment Management's nearly $2 billion investment in Southwest Airlines with plans to push for changes in management. And that means Bob Jordan, CEO, at reversing the airline's performance. And by the way, Elliott Investment Management, they're known for forcing management shakeups and so forth. And they want to do that with Bob Jordan, who's been on the show. We've talked about him last week. And, we'll see about that. They also want to overhaul the board. And, this has a lot to do with Southwest. We're going to see the changes that are coming because some of the things they're talking about, they want you charging for bags, these folks. Bob Jordan says that's non-negotiable. That differentiates us. The 737 MAX issue has also hurt Southwest a lot. So I don't know. Any other thoughts on that?
That's a large takeover. So I would anticipate if they want to change out the board, they may want to change out the executive team as well, don't you think?
I would think so. I know another large stakeholder, Artesian Partners, they're pretty happy with about these changes that are being discussed. So I don't know.
Well, that's going to completely change the face of Southwest. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
All right. There's the music. All right. So no other travel news roundtable. That is the travel news roundtable, folks. So we will just have to get to more news in future shows. After this sponsors break, U.S. Travel Association CEO Jeff Freeman will join us. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. It starts in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
We are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off. That's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Debt.
It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Nice to have you in the house with us today, everyone. It is now 18 past the hour and time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Today's B-Block, well, we're sponsored by Scenic Cruises.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the five-star fleet of Scenic Cruise spaceships will welcome you for a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise.
River cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own, folks. From personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, what we like, they're small ships with big spaces. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive two-for-one fares with up to $3,000 in flex credit. Plus, you'll also find great deals on last-minute river cruises, too. So go check out sceniciusa.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As we begin the interview portion of the program and get ready to head to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline for the first time today, it's been just over a year since we last connected with Jeff Freeman. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. That's going to change now as he joins us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Jeff, well, 54 weeks between appearances is simply way too long. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Why did you do that to me? Did I say something wrong last time?
You did. We gotta work on that. Listen, you know, a year ago when you were on the program, this show, we were heard on 515 weekly stations. As of today, with a station we just welcomed out in California, we're now heard on 585 weekly stations. So certainly is a lot for us to talk about. In 3 months, you'll be in your position 2 years now. I recall when you first joined us, you mentioned how you like to be out on the road. So since this is the Chief Travel Leader segment of the show, how would you say your transition in returning to U.S. travel has gone? And what's been the most enjoyable part of the CEO role since you took control?
Well, first of all, congratulations to you and Mary, adding stations and adding your reach across the country. That's great to hear. I'm glad to be back. So I hope to continue this. If I'm still doing the show, that means things are going well for me. If I'm not on the show, that means things aren't working out. So I'm
well, you're welcome anytime.
You're right. 2 years is coming up. I'm as excited today as I was. In fact, I'm more excited because I see some of the opportunity as I was 2 years ago when I came back to U.S. travel. A lot of time on the road. This is the travel industry, being out there with the industry, understanding what is on people's minds, big issues they're confronting in various places around the country. Getting over to China recently to understand what we need to do to restore Chinese travel to the United States, which is only about 40% of what it was pre-pandemic. There are no shortage of opportunities out there with the industry. I guess what I love about this industry, what I've always cherished about this industry, which is not necessarily replicated in other industries, this is an industry that is all about growth. This is an industry that's never satisfied with where we are on the international side or leisure side or the group side. There's no ceiling on our growth. How do we drive more of that growth? A lot of other industries spend too much time trying to prevent bad things from happening. This industry is always, how do we seize the opportunity? How do we continue to strengthen the industry? Where's that new traveler coming from? That ability to wake up every day and play offense is really exhilarating.
And get ahead of things. Well put. Jeff, in 3 weeks, we celebrate the Independence Day holiday, and certainly we saw strong Memorial Day travel numbers. I would expect nothing less during the July 4th period ahead. I'm sure Labor Day will see positive travel totals too. Despite high gas prices, despite inflation, despite high food costs, our fellow Americans seem to be saying, I'll make sacrifices in my daily life, but I'm not foregoing my travels. Do you agree with that?
You know, you're so right about Memorial Day, where TSA saw record numbers. We're well over 2.5 million people a day going through TSA checkpoints. We were under 2 million before the pandemic. So the demand for travel is not just there, it's resilient. We've seen post-pandemic, people have prioritized experiences over goods. Well, is that permanent? I don't know. But for the foreseeable future, there is a value that has been associated with travel that we need to tap into, we need to embrace. And I know the industry is doing that from coast to coast. We expect July 4th to be extremely busy. We expect leisure travel to remain strong for the industry into the foreseeable future. At the higher end, it's definitely stronger than it is in some of the lower economy levels of travel. We have begun to see some pullback in some of those areas, some trade downs in some of those areas. So there's no doubt that travelers are getting, and all American consumers are getting, a little bit more squeezed today than they may have been 6, 12, 24 months ago. But that demand for travel, the value that people associate with it, is something that is remaining strong, and that can only mean good things for our industry.
You know, sometimes when Mary and I are traveling outside the U.S., the level of investment in travel we see and experience, the importance and understanding that's placed on travel by other countries, I'll throw out the sophistication of infrastructure that's in place. It does make us scratch our head about why America isn't as laser-focused on travel and tourism. Now, I know that's not the case with the U.S. Travel Association and your team, Jeff, but at the end of the day, it's our government that needs to step up and realize we're in this global competition with 190 plus other countries out there. And it's a competition that America should be, you know, wiping the floor with, winning 10 out of 10 times because of, you know, we have so much to offer in this country. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you've seen or felt the same thing that we're seeing when we've traveled. Yes?
You're tapping into my biggest concern. Other countries recognize, both for domestic travel, for international travel, that travel doesn't happen by default. It happens by design. But for some reason, here in the United States, we think travelers will just travel, right? We think that they will just go out there and do this regardless of the frictions. And I often wonder, why is that? Why do we think that? Or maybe are they onto something? Do Americans just travel and overcome the frictions? You know, one of the things that always blows me away, no one travels more than members of Congress. Every single week, getting on planes, getting on the roads, and yet they seem, based on their voting patterns, based on their inability for so long to provide the FAA with the resources it needs, with the technologies it needs, they seem somehow tolerant of this system. And that's the thing that blows me away about the American traveler, and it's something I think we need to figure out. How do we breathe some energy into it? Why are we so tolerant? Why do we accept the system the way it is? Part of it, I think, can be attributed to the fact that too few have seen how it can be. Too few have seen what you've seen in Europe or Asia or elsewhere, world-class travel systems, world-class efficiencies. You know, when you see those things, your eyes open. When you don't see those things, you kind of assume this is the way it has to be. We've got to wake people up. And one of the things we're doing that has been really effective over the past year is documenting what other countries are doing, helping policymakers, opinion leaders see the investments that other countries are making. And it's at that point that they're like, oh, I don't want America to be last. I don't want America to somehow be behind these countries.
Because it's not in our DNA. Yeah, it's just not. I mean, and that level of complacency you're talking about, we just find it so frustrating. When you go to countries and they're like, tourism, they get it, they understand it.
And it's a significant difference, whether it's the airports abroad, Asia gets that right. It's just unbelievable. And we know you're working tirelessly on this, including seamless and secure travel as well, correct?
Absolutely. So I'll give you a good example of it. Canada recently has added a number of countries that can come into their nation visa-free. Every single one of the countries they added to their list are countries that are required to get a visa to come to the United States. They looked at America's weakness, America's inefficiency, and they said, how do we make ourselves more competitive by going after the United States? China, frankly, is doing the same thing. The UK is doing the same thing. They're recognizing the changes they need to make. We need to recognize that. That's why we put a commission together following a study that was quite embarrassing in terms of where the United States ranks in terms of travel competitiveness, 17th out of the 18 major global markets. We put together a commission of former government leaders and other experts to put forward concrete recommendations to improve visas, to improve customs, to improve TSA, to look at every aspect of the travel experience and figure out how do we help the traveler make it better. Our experience is when we provide that to government on a silver platter, where we give them what they need to do, they will embrace it. But if we wait for them to do it on their own, we're going to be really disappointed.
Well, Mary and I, you know, we take this show on the road up to 8 times a year. We do these big Let's Go America tours, live remotes and events. And back in April, we were over in London and we had Julia Simpson on the show. You know, obviously, you know her. She's CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council. And, you know, she can sit off air or on air and, you know, talk about all these things happening, all the parts of the world and so forth. And she's very pleasant and pro on America. I don't want to suggest she's not. But you could tell she's also being polite to us because she really wants to say, hey, listen, your country doesn't get it.
The frustrations are real. It's there. Mm-hmm.
She's right. And you're right. She's being pleasant about it. She sees what other countries are doing. And one of the things we miss, I'll give you a great example of it. Saudi Arabia is spending several $1 trillion to build a travel economy. And I mention this to Americans, and they say, well, I have no interest in going to Saudi Arabia. And I say, you're missing the point. They don't really care if you come. They're going after our top customers from around the world. Well, they're going after the Chinese and Japanese travelers. They're going after the European travelers. It's a traveler that's making decisions.
We saw that firsthand, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, listen, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off or be rude in this case, but unfortunately we have a hard break and we're going to have to let you go. But excellent point that you make on that. And, you know, this show is heard in Washington there, so hopefully a few people will listen and wake up. So nice reconnecting with you today. Let's make sure another 54 weeks don't go by before we do it again, right?
Let's extend the invite now. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
You, I look forward to joining you soon.
Yeah, likewise. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Jeff. Unfortunately, we've got that hard clock we got to go to, folks. So as we get ready to step aside for some important sponsor messages, up next, we're going to discover America together with the help of AAA. There's still so much coming your way on this June 15th broadcast. 80% of the show is still to go. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
When you're traveling and you wake up with a scratchy throat or congestion or a runny nose and know you're getting sick, the last thing you want to do is to try to find an urgent care or doctor's office. That's where a medical emergency kit from urgentcarekit.com/carry can help. Small enough to travel with, but also good to have in your home. This kit comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat more than 39 medical issues, plus an easy doctor's guide. You can order yours at urgentcarekit.com/carry, or as always, you'll find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Now we're all going to discover America together through road trips, folks. And as Mary and I reconnect with you for the C Block, we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of travel planning, then we recommend going guided with Colette and enjoying your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country by diving into American history. For example, you can see the famous monuments of Washington, D.C. Maybe you want to visit Colonial Williamsburg and Monticello, or stay at a one-of-a-kind five-star resort with a unique past of its own in their historic Greenbrier tour. And whether you want to explore America's national parks or the streets of New York City, discover the people, places, and cultures that make America an amazing country to travel.
You know, Colette has been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, and what we like, ample free time so you can go do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more info or to book your travels, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Paula Twidell is a show friend and senior vice president of AAA Travel. We've asked her back today to help us discover America and do it through the lens of some of our great American road trips. Here she is now on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline.
Paula, well, it is always nice having you aboard with us. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, great to having you aboard with us today. So this segment of the show is called Discover America, and there are so many ways to do that through the various sectors of travel. Mary and I just did a road trip to the historic Homestead Resort in Virginia a month ago. It reminded us of all the gems that are out there in our country if we just slow down and acknowledge and experience them. AAA just put out a list of 18 top road trips for travelers to consider this summer and fall. We will not have time to go through all of those today, but certainly the iconic Mother Road of Route 66. No surprise to us that it made the list. We've done parts of Route 66 over the years. For folks, if they don't know, it starts there in East Adams and South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. It ends at the famous pier in Santa Monica. So the nearly 2,500 miles in between screams America, Paula. What do you want to share about Route 66?
Well, you're right. It does scream America. And there's so much of it that we don't understand because we haven't seen it all. So what a great opportunity to see snippets of it or do the whole thing if you have an opportunity. But, you know, you're talking about Route 66 and that stretch from like eastern New Mexico. There's so many several pockets of well-preserved nostalgia. You talked about the Mother Road, the vintage signs that are over in Albuquerque, to the native artistic designs right over in Texas and Tucumcari. So many opportunities to get a taste of what that lifestyle was like. That original Route 66, the prime migrant farmers route from the Midwest, as you said, to California. So why not see it all? Going from Albuquerque, take a stop in Santa Rosa, New Mexico, all the way into Texas. Route 66 is really the epitome of pursuit of the American dream. So really for Americana fans, it's a must-see. Mm. And there's so much territory to see. You can do it in different sections or do the entire trip if you're really adventurous.
I agree. You don't have to do it all. I agree with you. There are some fabulous snippets along different parts of that route. So there are some great road trips throughout New England. I love New England in the fall. There are some great road trips in the Pacific Northwest that have been highlighted on this list. But let's talk about the Blue Ridge Parkway. Virginia, North Carolina, a road that, as Robert mentioned, we just traveled in parts of Virginia for our Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs. So what do you want to share about this famous parkway?
It is a famous parkway, and it's really one of my favorites. It's a classic, but it's so picturesque. The scenery is tremendous, right? It's a transportation link that we call it between the Shenandoah National Park and the Great Smoky Mountains. So in this sense, if you're going through North Carolina, you know, the curvy mountain roads, you start off in Cherokee out in, you know, the casino out there. It's Native mm-hmm. American territory, all the way to North Carolina to the Virginia state line. So you're going to hit Cherokee. You're going to go through Asheville. Asheville mm-hmm. is really
beautiful.
It's up and coming, and it continues to just explode. Spectacular views. There's so many hiking opportunities along the way, and it's a really a beautiful place. Stop along the road, different to look at different pottery and Native American design, and you know, maybe do a little house hunting for some of those little heirlooms that you might want to find out if you go out. So there's so much to see in that area, but it is absolutely one of the most popular road trips because of its scenic views.
Well,
that whole stretch.
Another one that, you know, and we've done this: San Francisco to Lake Tahoe and Reno. Lake Tahoe region of our country is one of the most beautiful, Paula. Thoughts?
Absolutely. It is, because you're immersing yourself in that natural experience around Lake Tahoe. And I've done it. It was many years ago when I went actually in that region, and we did the whole San Francisco, Tahoe, Reno trip, you know. And you can kind of detour, if you will. You're going to go off Lake Tahoe after you go to San Francisco and you go to Lake Tahoe. Take a little side trip over to Old Sacramento, the agricultural area, the foothills to the Sierras. You know, and then as the altitude starts to increase and the terrain gets a bit more rugged, the scenery gets even more impressive. So it really is a beautiful journey. And then, you know, you end up in a place like Reno, which you can immerse yourself in the resort styles and the casinos. So you can have a little bit of fun at the end of your trip. But this is a great trip.
Last but not least today, Hershey Park in Pennsylvania Dutch Country.
Well, you know, I'm a chocolate lover. So who doesn't love chocolate? That's my weakness, right? So Hershey, Pennsylvania is certainly the chocolate area, chocolatier maker. And then you're going to go off and to look at rustic lifestyles that, you know, chosen by our pilgrims, really coming out and looking at religious freedom. Then you get into the Dutch country. So you'll see horse-drawn carriages and covered bridges, and you'll be able to see the Amish and the Mennonites, you know, again, from their faith and their history on that. It's an old and simple but modest lifestyle. And looking at that, let's not forget, you're also going through that area, you're going to be able to stop in Gettysburg.
Well, I was going to say Gettysburg, no question. And that's where we're going to leave this conversation, because unfortunately we're going to have a hard break we're coming up on. But I must do Gettysburg if you're there at the Hershey Park, Pennsylvania Dutch Country. Paula, very nice catching up with you, talking America, talking road trips. I hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Paula, thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Paula. Nice connecting with her and discovering
Always.
America a little bit through road trips.
All right, we're going to step aside so Bobby can share some sponsor messages. Seven more segments are still ahead today, and in 3 minutes, we'll be coming through your radio speaker again with more.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative starts at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA that you'll find at tnusa.com/carry. Can't pay the IRS? Haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? Well, if so, it's about to get worse. If you haven't seen the news, the IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you and me. You need warriors on your side. And the Tax Network USA team has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. For instance, they discovered a limited-time special offer that allows the IRS to waive $1 billion in penalties. So join us and find out if you qualify before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let the attorneys at tnusa.com/carry handle it, because they're the pros. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS, and more importantly, they know which agents to work with and which to avoid. Tax Network USA has resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offers a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation today at tnusa.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, America invented national parks way back in 1872. Yellowstone became our first parkland protected by law via the federal government. And every summer, visitors flock to national parks for reasons, well, they're obvious. I don't need to go into them at the moment. But visiting isn't, pardon me, simply a walk in the park. There's some basic advice on, for example, what you should take or not take as a visitor. For a quick primer, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to talk with Cynthia Hernandez. She's a public affairs specialist with the National Park Service in Washington, D.C., where we reach her today. Cynthia, is it too soon to tell whether this is going to be another record-breaking summer when it comes to national park visitors?
Well, we are already seeing lots of people coming to visit their national parks, and we're so excited to see more and more folks getting to know parks, especially those hidden gems. We have over 400 national parks across the country, from Yosemite and Yellowstone to Rock Creek Park in Washington, D.C., where I am today.
I lived in Washington, D.C. I always got a kick out of Rock Creek Park being a national park. There are several national parks, I should say, where admission is required and even reservations. So I think the first thing that I might say to somebody who's never been to a national park is just go online and find out whether your park, go to NPS, National Park Service, NPS.gov, and see whether your park requires any reservations or a fee to enter and that sort of thing. But there are rules, as I mentioned in my introduction. One of them is don't take any food to feed the wildlife, right?
Right, and that's correct. And you're totally right. Anyone trying to visit a national park, your trip begins at home. You go online, go to our website, look at the NPS app to figure out how to plan your vacation and also learn how to enter the park, if a reservation or permit is required, and what are the rules about visiting that park, for example. Not bringing food and leaving it and trying to pet the fluffy cows. Do not do that.
Well, I have to tell you, a friend of mine just yesterday, maybe it was the day before yesterday, was driving through Yellowstone Park, and there was a three-hour delay in one way for the traffic because they've heard of bisons that decided to just sort of plant themselves right in one lane of the road and the adjacent grass. I get the impression then bisons have the right of way in national parks?
Well, of course. It is their land, and we are the stewards of that land and the ecosystem. It's really important for visitors to understand that national parks are wild and natural places. And so when you're planning your trip, when you're figuring out how long it will take from the visitor center to the trail that you want to visit, you also have to understand that there may be wildlife along the way. So drive carefully, drive safe, keep your eyes on the road, and be prepared for a potential visitor who swings by and slow down so you don't get into any trouble.
And I think it's probably worth mentioning as well that you don't get a whole lot of cell coverage in many national parks. So if the bisons hold you up for a couple hours, you can't call ahead and tell whoever's going to meet you somewhere else that you're going to be late, at least at that point. And you can't use the phone for any other purposes you may have. You have an important business meeting. Don't go driving through Yellowstone Park all day, right?
Well, it depends on what your meeting is. If it's an in-person hike through the park, then sure, have a business meeting out there. We do have an amazing app, the NPS app, where you can go ahead and download maps and any information about the park. So before you visit the park, before you even get in your car, you download the park that you're going to visit. And even when you lose service in the park, you have maps available. Where is the trail that you're looking for? Where are the bathrooms? What's the water situation? And what are some important safety information?
We literally only have 10 seconds left, but would you pack some water and some snacks if you were going to a major national park?
Yes, you definitely want to bring water, snacks, sun protection, and layers, as well as a map.
Perfect. Cynthia Hernandez is a public affairs specialist with the National Park Service in D.C. The website is nps.gov. Cynthia, thanks for taking time out of your day today.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, hour one has zipped right along today, like one of those road trips we were discussing with Paula earlier during the Discover America segment. Now for the E-Block, luxury travel trends and honeymoons will get some attention from us, and we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/Gary.
Something we love about staying in a luxury hotel is the super comfy quality bed, and as a show fan, you can enjoy that same level of quality sleep at home too, thanks to the team at helixsleep.com/Carrie, a premium mattress at an affordable price. Their lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, all tailored to your unique sleep preferences. To find the mattress that works best for you, simply take their sleep quiz and you're going to find the perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge.
We're loving ours. They also offer a 100-night free risk trial, so you've got nothing to lose. Save 20% today as a show fan at helixsleep.com/Carrie, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors has a link for you as well.
All right, back to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go, as Brooke Bramley is waiting there for us. We've invited her to discuss summer destination honeymoons and luxury travel trends. Brooke owns Trip Boutique, and she's been curating bespoke luxury getaways as well as destination weddings and honeymoons for more than 15 years.
Brooke, how are you? Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here and to chat with you again.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, here we are 6 months into 2024. It is certainly easier to get a gauge on travel trends mid-year rather than predicting what may be at the start of the year. Certainly, the luxury market is huge. It's hot these days. I know in conversations we've had with U.S. travel CEO Jeff Freeman, he's even acknowledged that. You know, what can you share about destinations and experience that you see travelers are looking for currently?
Yes, well, wonderful. Yes, it definitely is very hot. Luxury travel is so desirable. And, you know, I'm seeing more and more clients wanting to do bucket list faraway destinations. So my clients are planning trips or have been on trips this year to Asia, Japan in particular, Australia and New Zealand. And right now, as we speak, I've got clients in the Maldives. So what I'm seeing is these faraway destinations, and also people are taking longer trips. So my clients are wanting to travel for 2 and 3 weeks and sometimes even longer. So it's very exciting to see this trend. And the other thing I'll mention is clients are wanting to do ultra-luxury cruising as well as river cruising. So one of my best partners, Seabourne, is a great example of this. You know, their ships are 750 people or less. They do overnight in ports, and people love that. So they can kind of get more in, you know, do more sightseeing, get more in-depth exposure.
Well, listen, we love Seabourn, so we get that.
Yeah,
no question.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned Japan. Let's dig into what's popular in wedding and honeymoon season, which typically runs June through October. Hawaii and the Caribbean are obvious choices. They're always good choices, in my opinion, especially Hawaii. I'm biased towards those islands for honeymoons or anytime. Italy's another one. You did mention Japan. I have a friend whose kids got, her daughter got married, and they chose Japan for their honeymoon. What are some not-so-obvious destinations you're sending people for honeymoons?
You know, I've got to say, you mentioned this is, you know, not-so-obvious are some places like Sardinia. So, obviously, Italy is popular, but specifically places like Sardinia, which is the lesser traveled parts of Italy.
Sure, the island.
So, to me, that's been very, very big. I have clients that are doing 3 weeks in Italy. So they're doing the Amalfi Coast, they're doing Sardinia, and they're doing parts of Croatia that are sort of more hidden parts of Croatia. So people are combining very sort of different countries, as I said, in longer trips. So I think that's what I'm seeing, that's been very, very exciting to see and to help plan.
You know, I know you've been in the luxury travel space for a long time now, Brooke, and we heard you talk about what people are doing right now. But I'd love to know, you know, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen specifically in terms of what people, you know, want in these curated vacations? Maybe it is going further, as you said. Maybe it is that ultra luxury, but that they're really willing to spend their money on now that maybe they wouldn't have in the past.
Right. You know, that's a great question. And one of the things I'm seeing is more private touring. So, you know, what people are wanting is more curated experiences that are specific to their interests. So they want, you know, that private tour guide that's going to cater to whether they're wine enthusiasts, or some of my clients are are, you know, foodies, very, very interested in food. So, you know, they want reservations at Michelin star restaurants that open up, you know, maybe 90 days out, and those reservations will be filled within 24 hours or 48 hours. So they want those kinds of experiences. And, you know, that's, I've got clients that are about to go to Peru, and that's one of the things they wanted. They wanted a very curated foodie tour, and we're doing that for them. We're booking them at three Michelin star restaurants, where, you know, we really had to dig deep to get those.
We can hear that. Listen, you're being pushed to up your game as well meet those expectations and deliver on them. I want to give your website to folks. Folks, you can connect with Brooke yourself, plan a big trip. Maybe it's a honeymoon, whatever it may be. The website is just tripboutique.com, and you're going to spell boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q, tripboutique.com. Brooke, thanks for the check-in today.
Thanks so much, Brooke.
Oh, it's been great chatting to you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, there goes Brooke. Good information. And, you know, Mary, you know, again, the more people want, they have to up their game.
Right? That's right. And there are other destinations to think about.
Folks, that's how we're going to end Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 will begin after this top of the hour break in just a few minutes. So keep those radios locked in as we pick things up in about 7 minutes. Also, don't forget you can catch us anytime, anywhere, or via the live stream on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.